we left off with a question. We didn't answer it. So instead of at the very end, right. We established that the Rambam tells us that bad prophecies don't always come true because Hashem reserves the right to be able to do us a favor and to save us if he wants to. But good prophecies always have to come through. And therefore, that's the reason why if you're going to test the Navi, what do you test him with? Test him with a good Navua. You want to see if he's a good Navi, because we already said that a good Navi, everything he says will always be listened, will always come true. A correct Navi. And therefore, this is what we try to do. We ask him about a true, about a good prophecy. Then we asked, oh, but it says that Hashem promised Yaakov and said to him, "Hine anochi imach ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech." And Yaakov was scared. Why was Yaakov scared? Shema yigrom achet. Maybe his sin would prevent him from being zoche to this great nevuah. But that's a problem because the Rambam just told us that good nevuahs always come true. So what's the kasuf hashlishi? So he says, Yorazeh, we're on Chaf Gimel, right in the middle. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yavtiach Betova V'yigberu Ha'avonos Lo Yizkayim Atova Hu. So what's going on? This implies that good nevuahs don't always come true. V'yesh Ladash She'inyin Zeh Eino Ela Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Bein HaNavi. Aval K'shiyomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Navi Lavtiach B'nei Adam B'Vesur Tova B'mamar Muchlat B'lo Tanai V'yachar Kein Lo Yizkayim Atova Hu Zeh Batal V'yefshar Lios. He says that this situation here with Yaakov was something between Hashem and the Navi. It was a personal thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ubein HaNavi. When it comes to personal things, between he's making his first okimta in his yisod. What does he say? He says that when is this true that a good nevuah will always? We said in a good nevuah will always happen. That's not if it's a personal nevuah between Hashem and a Navi. But when it's a Navi to the whole nation, when it's a Nevuah to the whole nation, so then it will always come true. B'shvil shelo yeh nishar lanu makom l'kayim ba'omunas ha-Navi, v'kadosh baruch hu nasa lanu b'tarah so'ikash, ha-Navi nivchan k'shiyemer haftar chosav. And this has to be, because Hashem has to leave us an area where Nevuah will always be true. Because if not, we can't ever test the Navi. And how are we going to distinguish between the Navi Emes and the Navi Sheker? And therefore, Hashem had to find one area of Nevuah that will always just be true, will always come true once it's said, and Hashem can't undo it. So if it comes to a personal Nevuah between Hashem and a Navi, that can be undone. If it's talking about a bad Nevuah, that can be undone. But a good Nevuah said to the whole nation without a Tanai, that's a Nevuah that can never be revoked. Chananya ben Azur was a famous Navi Sheker that Yirmiyahu engaged in a debate with. Mibnei, she Yirmiyahu hayim esnabe l'rav v'lamavis. Yirmiyahu was prophesying that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, giving a bad nevuah. V'yomar shevuchanetzar yigbar v'yatzliach v'yachar Beis HaMikdash. That's what he was saying. Vuchanetzar would destroy the Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash or second Beis HaMikdash?
First.
First Beis HaMikdash. Who did the second Beis HaMikdash?
Titus.
Right, the Romans. The Chananya ben Azur, right, Titus, that's right. The Chananya ben Azur, hayim is nabi letova. The lashuv klei beis Hashem, amuvan bavel liyushalayim. And Chananya ben Azur was saying, that's not true, it's not going to happen. Everything's going to be fine, don't worry. The amar lo Yirmiyahu, kishinit vakeach imo, al derech ha'ikrim hashmurim. They got into a machlokes, and they got into a whole fight about who's right. And the Navi said, and this is one of the places where he's getting it from, the Rambam. The Navi there said, Yirmiyahu said, if you end up being right, that everything's good and the bad doesn't happen, it's not machish my nevuah. Who could that be? You're here. Who could that be? It's not machish my nevuah, because ulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirachim aleichem, because maybe Hashem
was merachem. Aval im lo yiskayim dvarecha. But if what you said is not true, because you're saying that the klei beis Hashem, the keil and the beis hamikdash is going to be returned, you're not saying just that it's not going to happen. You're saying that we're going to be in a good situation, everything's going to be fine, we're going to restore the glory that once was. We know that before the beis hamikdash was destroyed, things started to crumble. And there were galuyos, and there were lots of, right? First there was a galus by Sancheirev of Ashur. It was a process, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Hananiah ben Azur was saying, don't worry, everything's going to flip and everything's going to be good now. So Yirmiyahu said to him, listen, if I'm wrong and the Beis HaMikdash isn't destroyed, it doesn't prove I'm a Navi Sheker. But if you're wrong and the good doesn't happen, then you're a Navi Sheker. Your nevuah is going to be miskayim only if what you said is true. For who shama amasha amar, this is what the navi says. Ach shema na hadavar hazeh asher anochi dover baznechu baznei kol ha'am hanaviyim asher hayu lefanayu lefanecha min ha'olam v'yinavu el artzos rabos v'al mamlachos gedolos l'melchama u'lera v'la dever. They prophesize about all these horrible things. Hanavi asher yinave l'shalom b'vo dvar hanavi Yivada Navi Asher Shalchu Hashem BeEmes. The Navi that said about Shalom, about good that will happen, he's the one whose words will be able to testify that he's a good Navi. Okay? Okay. Just some other explanations. First of all, some Rishonim ask on the sheet of the Rambam from Yirmiyahu Yud Ches Zayin through Yud. In Yirmiyahu Yud Ches Zayin through Yud, Yirmiyahu seems to say explicitly. Do we have a Tanakh here? Is there a Tanakh in the house?
We have a Tanakh in the house. You got it on there? All right, why not? Pull it out. We're going to see the psukim there that seem to say that even a good nevuah can be revoked, and it seems to be a kasha on the Rambam. That's one thing. We'll take
Neviim.
Yirmiyahu Neviim. Yeah, Yirmiyahu Yud Ches.
Yirmiyahu. Perek Yud Chet?
Yeah.
Upasuk.
Zion. I'll...
Oh, there's a lot of Makoshim. That's not good. Actually, it's very good. Makoshim.
Okay, while you're flipping there, I'll just tell you one other thing. One of the reasons, why the Rambam need to say this? That there has to be a sug of Nevuah that will always come true once it's said. Because the Rambam said, because if not, what?
And there's no way to check.
There's no way to test the Navi. So the Sefer Or Hashem, the Sefer Or Hashem was a Rishon. Sefer Or Hashem suggests that perhaps you could test the Navi with good or bad, and when it comes, thank you, when it comes to the test, so in that case, Hashem won't revoke it in order to allow you to test. We don't have to find a specific sug. We could say that in general, Navi can be tested with either one, and in the case that you're testing him, Hashem won't, whether it's good or bad, what he says doesn't come true, so you know that Hashem wasn't going to change it, and he didn't. And if it didn't come true, you know he's not a good Navi. But let me read you these psukim here. The pasuk says, Rega adaber al hagoy v'al mamlecha lintosh v'lintotz ulhavid. This is Yirmiyahu, I believe the context here is Yirmiyahu is saying to Hashem, I don't want to be a Navi. You know why? Because Rega adaber al goy v'al mamlecha, I'm going to say something, lintosh lintotz ulhavid, I'm going to say, you know, such and such bad is going to happen. V'rega daber al goy livnot v'lintosh. And again, I'll say something else about destruction. V'asa hara be'enai levilti shema b'koli. V'nichamti ala tova asher amarti lehitiv oso. I'm going to tell one nation that... Oh, sorry, I skipped the pasuk. Pasuk Zion says, I'm going to tell a nation that something bad is going to happen. V'shav ha'goyahu meira oso. And the Navi's going to, and the nation's going to do tshuva, and v'nichamti ala ra, asher chashavti lasos lo, and you, Hashem, are going to change your mind and not punish them because they did tshuva. And then he continues the Navi, and he says, v'rega adaber al goy v'amamlocha livnot v'lintoa, and then I'm going to tell another nation that good is going to happen to them, and what's going to happen? V'asa hara be'inai, they're going to sin. L'vilti shmo v'koli v'nichamti ala tov asher amarti le'tiv oso. And then I'm going to change my mind and not give them the good that I promised them. So these psukim
Zion through Yud in Perek Yud Ches seem to be a almost explicit pasuk that Hashem will go back even on a positive nevuah. And therefore, this is a kasha that's asked on the Shitas HaRambam, and something that we're not going to be able to address right now, but just let's keep in mind. Okay. Yeah, we're good. But what did it mean by Davar Hazeh in the pasuk that we quoted? In the pasuk here in Yirmiyahu Chavches, back into the text, we said, Shimu noha Davar Hazeh asher anochi dover ba'oznecha. So what is this davar hazeh? Shanevim haheim hamisnabim utov l'ra lo nuchal ladas mikol ha-davarim shisnabu l'ra im tzadku be'edusim o chazvu. It's this idea, this yisod, that when it comes to bad, you can't tell if an avi is correct. Aval tivadam unus tivareim kishyev tichu betov or betiskayin. But the way you will be able to tell if an avi is good is if he promises something good and then it happens. Okay. Ukesh tiskayim nevuas ha-navi api asher yasadnu. We've now established the process of testing a Navi. And we've spent a few weeks on this. We went through the Navi's prerequisites about Midos and Chachma and Gvura, and we spoke about you have to look at what he says, right? What he says. And then you test him. Test him with what? Good things that are said to the whole nation. We now have the whole process of testing Navim. So now, Kishetiskayim Nevuas HaNavi. You know that he's a Navi. Api Asher Yasanu V'yetzei Lo Shem. And his name is spread. Kimo Shmuel, Elio, Vizulasam. Yesh l'navi yahu yecholos lasos betorah davar shlo yuchal kol basar luzulasar lasoso. This affords, or it gives to the Navi, it grants the Navi a power, it's like an executive power, that nobody else has. And what's that? V'hu ma shani omer, kishi yitzaveh levatel eze mitzvah, v'kol ha-mitzvos, mitzvos haseh. O Yitzavel, lahatir davar isra mimitzvos lo saseh, lefisha, that needs to be underlined, lefisha, if the Navi comes and says, stop doing a mitzvah, you can stop doing a mitzvah saseh, or you can stop refraining from a mitzvah lo saseh, and he says it lefisha, meaning for, on a temporary basis, chov alinu lishmo ledvar velasos mitzvaso, then we have it, not only can he, we have an obligation to listen to him. V'chol ha'over alav chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Chutz me'avod hazara. This, that's all should be underlined. This is true about everything except for avod hazara. The Navi can never tell us l'fisha to do avod hazara.
He can tell him to do gilui arayot. Shuchas dam.
That's a good question. What about the other big three?
Shuchas dam is different though. Shuchas dam could be...
Wow, I'll murder you right now. It's fun.
No, I mean, if the Navi says you have to go already murder the head of that town, because if you don't, he's gonna become a Hitler.
The question, the first question, hold on, the first question we have to ask is, we have to distinguish between what power the Navi has and what Hashem will actually tell him to do. Meaning, we've just established that the Navi, it sounds like from the Rambam, that anything that the Navi tells you to do with Fisha, he's allowed to tell you. Now, that doesn't mean that Hashem is going to tell you to do X, Y, and Z. But it is something within the power of the Navi. So, for instance, if the Navi tells you that you have to kill, like a certain Navi was told by Avraham, told by Hashem, I just gave it away who it was, to kill his child, which was a one-time event in history, and is so antithetical to everything that our religion stands for, and it was antithetical to Avram's whole message to the world because the world at the time was obsessed with human sacrifice. And Avram spent his whole life teaching not to engage in human sacrifice. And yet then he, seemingly so hypocritically, was going to engage in human sacrifice. Now, there, that was from Hashem. And the Midrashim actually even discuss, like maybe Moshe should have, Avram should have thought that it wasn't Hashem talking to him. That it was like, you know, his own crazy Yitzhara talking, or it was Satan talking to him. How can he think that it was Hashem? That's a discussion in the Medrash. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. Even Avodah Zarah, even Gilui Arayos is within the domain that a Navi can command a person to do. Does that mean that it's moral? I'm not so sure. And I don't want to get into that discussion right now, because in general, halacha is moral. Morality is defined by halacha. There's a question if there could be morality beyond halacha. But morality, nothing in the Torah is immoral. Oh, how can you... what about killing Amalek and okay, you're right. It's a hard sugya and it has to be discussed. But nothing in the Torah is immoral. But if something is generally usser in the Torah, that means it's immoral. That when the Torah tells us Gilui Araya is usser, it's because that's what makes it immoral. Because the Torah tells us that it's not proper behavior. And that's how we... Right? Why is it not... Right? In Switzerland, so if you reach a certain age and you have a certain disease, so it's considered a... Forget, we don't have to go to Switzerland. I mean, I would... Because I don't want to offend anyone specifically. So let's just even talk about... not that there are any Swiss people in the room, but... No. But even if we would talk about... There were ancient cultures where it was considered a tremendous honor to bring your parents, when they reached a certain age, to the end of a cliff and to throw them off the cliff. Because old age is painful and it's disgraceful, what sometimes happens. And therefore, when a person grows older, and therefore at a certain age, they decided that the honorable thing to do was to kill their parents. And there are countries where assisted suicide is, not only is it allowed, it's considered to be a moral thing to do. Because you're saving a person from suffering. Now, why do we look at that as murder and we consider that immoral? Only because the Torah tells us. Only because halacha is able to define for us morality. Something that is always usser, and in a one-time freak situation, a Navi has the right to say that you can do it, I don't think that makes it moral. I wouldn't brand you as an immoral person for listening to the Navi, but I think we could separate between that and the act. I think the act can still be an immoral act, but for whatever greater good might need to be done. Again, I don't think that this means that the Navi is going to run around haphazardly telling people to be immoral or to kill people. But, you know, someone brought up the situation of, like, you know, if you could kill Hitler when he's a little child, so is that a moral thing or is that an immoral thing to do? So we're not going to get into that debate right now. That he has free will, maybe he won't become Hitler. You know, it could be a longer discussion. But, you know, and it's a little bit of a dangerous discussion because, like, there could be lots of people as little children who... show the signs of having future lives of Ben Sora Mora and Nidon al Shem Sofa. So this is a larger discussion. But I mean the Navi, is it Amos or is it Hosea? Either Amos or Hosea is commanded by Hashem, by the Navi, to go out and I'm trying to remember if the woman is a married woman or if it's someone's going to have to check. Someone who's familiar with Amos and Hosea. They have the Navi on here? Amos and Hosea? I think it's Amos. Oh, no, I think it's Hosea. It's Hosea. If you could pull up Hosea for us for a second, so we'll take a look. But I think Hosea actually received... unless someone knows in the room and doesn't want to say. Hosea, right? What is he told to do?
He has to be Mizana.
Right. I'm only... That's what I think. I'm only hesitating from saying it because I don't want to condemn Hosea if it's not correct. It's the very beginning of Hosea.
Pergal?
Yeah, I think it's in the very beginning, right? Pergal or Pergimel, let's see. Yeah. Yomar Hashem el Hosea, Lech kach lecha eshes zinunim, v'yalde zinunim, ki zana tizna ha'aretz me'acharei Hashem. What does that mean? Go find yourself a wife.
Some people say it didn't happen.
Right. So Chazal say that it's symbolic because Klal Yisrael were straying. Isha shehorgelu b'znus. Go find a woman who is accustomed to znus, meaning a married woman who is unfaithful to her husband. She's known to be unfaithful. V'yolda yoldam b'znus. And go ahead and go have children who with this woman. And these children are mamzerim. Very beginning of Hosea. And these children are mamzerim. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Beis Gimel. And these children are mamzerim. And we actually are then told their names. Vayelech, Vayikach is Gomer, Bas Divloyim, Vatar, Vatelet, Loben. Vayomer Hashem Elov Krushmo Yisrael. That's his name. He goes, he has another kid afterwards. So, you know, what's going on here? How's this allowed? So we see that there are times when the Navi is even able to command somebody to have znus, if it's Lefusha. Fusha Mashamar Bechol, Im Yomer Lecha Navi Over Al Dvar Torah, Shamalo, Chutz Me Avodah Zarah. The only exception to this rule is Avodah Zarah. Aval Al Tanai Shlo Yamor Adavarahu La'ai, but it has to be something that's temporary. It can't be something that continues forever. Ushalo Yomar Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo Levatel HaMitzvah Ahi Kol Yimei Olam. Aval Yitzava Levatel Mitzvah L'Tzivo L'Tzorach Shah. There has to be a reason. He can't just say do it. It has to be a reason, and it has to be temporary. V'hanavi v'atzmo k'shi yishalulu b'tzavoso lavur al mitzvah v'chol al mitzvah s'asher tziva Hashem osana yidei Moshe tziyet shuvaso. If someone asks him, you know, what are you doing? He has to explain and say, shebitul zo ha-mitzvah eno kayam. I'm not doing this forever. Aval roi laso sa'ata b'lvad. It has to be done just now l'fisha kigon mashi yasu beistin b'hurashah. Just like beistin sometimes, you know, we're told that beistin is sometimes makin. Oh, he quotes it on the bottom here. From Yavama, Staf Tzadi Yom Beis. Beistin are makin v'onshin shlomin adin. Beistin has the ability to sometimes punish a person, even if it's beyond extra legal. They can take extra legal action. Meaning, Beistin given the right to sometimes decide to punish someone beyond the letter of the law in order to be migdur milsa, in order to establish. He doesn't quote that here, but that's the reason. In order to be Migdor Milsa, in order to be able to, if they feel there's something that needs to be corrected in society. Like, for instance, the Gemara here says, Maisa be'echad sherochav al sus b'shabbos b'mei yevonim, times of the Greeks, we're in the footnote, the times of the Greeks, someone rode on a horse, riding on a horse is only nesedir abanan, it's not nesedir aisa, v'heviu lebeistin v'saklu, and they gave him the death penalty. Lo mipnei sheroi lekach, not because he was chayiv misa, elo sha tzricha lekach. Chazal saw, the Beistin saw that many people were being mezalzel on Shabbos, and perhaps riding horses was becoming commonplace, and therefore they threw the book at one person in order to drive a message home. And that's a right that Beistin has. And so similarly here, there's an idea of horas shah, where the times require drastic action. Ukimosh as Eliyahu bar Carmel. Again, we're not saying that the Navi. I don't think we're saying that the Navi has the right to do this on his own. Rather, the Navi is an established Navi is believed when he tells us that Hashem said to do this. The comparison to Beistin is not a complete comparison. Beistin has the right to do extra legal affairs. Now that doesn't mean take extra legal matters. That doesn't mean that they can start being mevatel mitzvos either. But what they can do is that they can punish beyond the letter of the law in order to establish something. Similarly, Hashem reserves the right to sometimes be mevatel a mitzvah lefisha, and he does that via the Navi. This is not the Navi on his own making that decision. There's an Isra of Shchutei Chutz. You're not allowed to Shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Eliyahu did it. He did Shchita B'chutz. This is only true in Yushlaim Zomeres, Uba Beis HaMikdash Banoi. But he did it because it was needed. This was with his great showdown, the famous showdown in Har Carmel between the Nevi'ei Baal and Eliyahu, where we said how the V.A. Baal, I think we discussed this already, right? We drenched it. Did we discuss this? They drenched all the wood in water, and they sat, and they cut themselves, and they did all different types of things.
And Eliyahu did the water.
Right. Thank you. They didn't do the water. They did whatever they can to try to get the fire to come down. Eliyahu then drenched it in water, and he drenched it again. I think 13 times he drenched it in water, and then the fire came down. V'zem Maisa, and everyone said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Don't just bring carbonus wherever you want. Ilu sha'aluhu. B'shas HaKavasu. If they would have asked him, Hanucha lasos k'may sazek koy me'olam? Whoa, Eliyahu, is this a new halacha? We're allowed to do shmutei chutz? Hayo omer, no, eno mutter. V'chol ha'makir v'chutz, chayev kares. Aval ze ha'maysa hu lefisha, legalos bo shikrus, neviyei habal, ulahashpis ma shebiyadam. I'm only doing this because the time is needed in order to disprove the neviyei sheker. Ukamosha asalisha, Elisha also did it. But tzavasu li'lachem in Moav, lahachris kol eitz osapri. Ukamosha amar v'chol eitz tov tapilu. Tells us that Elisha commanded that they should cut down the trees during the battle, the fruit-bearing trees. Now we know that there's a halacha of Baltashkas. Baltashkas, midioraisa, is to cut down trees during battle, fruit-bearing trees. Basha shoftim, I believe. Fehashem mino milasos ken, but omru lo tashkas is eitzol in dochel of garzen. The ilu shalu as Elisha in batlo hamitzvah zos v'mhutu lanu ba'osid lachos ilanos ha'osapri kishin notzur al ir. When we're attacking another city, are we allowed to cut down the fruit trees? Hayomer sheinu mutter. Avos deha maisa nasa atal v'tzorech shah. This is one of the abilities of a Navi. Okay, we have another. We're going to take, we're just going to do a drop more because we're almost there. If you turn the page, you'll see we're up to Os Gimel very soon, and that's going to end his tangent on Nevuah. Truth is, I guess we should stop now because it's already 29. So we'll stop here. Bezus Hashem, next week we will complete his tangent on Nevuah, and we will then get back to the...